Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphries is in the house.
Welcome. Well, thank you. That's some nice applause.
Got the studio audience on your side already, huh, Brent?
Always love to connect the dots of confusion with you.
All right. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
And I'm Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone. For future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, it would not be a Ron Siegel radio broadcast without something to celebrate. And I'm looking today, I found this one fascinating because there were several items that we could celebrate today. And I thought about them and I said, National Threading the Needle Day. That sounded kind of boring. Then I saw National Merry-Go-Round Day.
You're absolutely useless.
I saw that it is National Hire a Veteran Day. That one I looked at and I said, shouldn't every day be National Hire a Veteran Day? Seemed like that's the way that one should be to me. Our audience agrees with me there. I looked and said, I've beaten anorexia. So National Hot Fudge Sunday made a lot of sense. But you can never, you got to go all the way to the very bottom of the list and make sure you read the entire story before you make a decision. Because then I saw, Brent, you're going to appreciate this one. National Wine and Cheese Day. That's got to be it.
Yeah. That's it.
Right, we have a winner. There it is, National Wine and Cheese Pairing. Put them together. I mean, even if you don't have any cheese, that's fine by me as well. So we'll go with that one. Checking out the markets today. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 131 points, close to 132. Oil up $1.35 a barrel. That might be painful for some of us. Not Brent. He doesn't worry about oil prices, gas prices. They're not inside his world of need any longer. We look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It's up significantly today, up 6 basis points, 2.316. We're looking at that one. Kind of funny, the Japan 10-year down to 0.069. That one is not good. Why are the rates, the bonds are dropping, so that means yields are going up. The stock market is going up. Why is all of this happening? Well, has nothing to do with what's going on in D.C. Just the 86, the guys in D.C., they're out of there.
I got a bad feeling about this.
A bad feeling about it. You know, they're so locked up doing absolutely nothing. So what is the issue? Why are the markets going crazy like this?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Look at what's happening in earnings. You see, one of the big leading indicators of earnings is what happens with Caterpillar stock. Caterpillar is a bellwether. It's part of the Dow 30. But if people are out there buying those big tractors and they're buying those cranes, what do you think they're buying them for? Well, they're getting ready to do some big-time building. That's why it's happening. So when Caterpillar comes out and beats their earnings estimates on both the top line and the revenue side and on the income side, well, you understand that the market is saying we see some good things on the horizon. That's why we're seeing this in the market, regardless of what happens in Washington. Now, we know that the Federal Reserve tomorrow is going to come out. They're going to give us a few different pieces of information. The Federal Reserve is going to tell us tomorrow, just my opinion, because I do not have a direct line to Janet Yellen. I think she should be calling, but she hasn't yet. But they're going to tell us, number one, inflation is too low. We want to see it a little bit higher. Okay, we got it. They're going to tell us, secondly, that we're probably not going to have – they're going to push back the rate hike from September to December. Got that one. That's not a big deal. So we'll see that come out in tomorrow's news as well. And the other issue that's going to really be something that is going to settle the market, and this is the big one, is how are they going to roll back their balance sheet? You see – under the Obama years, the Federal Reserve was so easy on money, trying to keep us to a measly 1% growth. Think about that. I just saw this statistic the other day. the worst year under the Clinton administration as far as GDP growth was better. The worst year under Clinton was better than the best year under Obama. Think about that concept. Okay, so now here it is. What is the Federal Reserve going to tell us? Well, what she's going to say tomorrow is that they're going to roll their balance sheet back. They grew it from a $1 trillion balance sheet to $4.5 trillion. Now, that creates a lot of demand. When you have demand, that means prices went up. The bond prices went up. When bond prices go up, the yield goes down. How do we deal with this? That's the big issue that we're going to be dealing with Ms. Yellen tomorrow. So what is your comment going to be? Well, her comment is going to be that they're going to roll back the balance sheet by slowly, as people sell their house or refinance their house, they're not going to be the ones buying. If they're not, the Federal Reserve is not buying and people are selling their houses, these loans that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or the bond, the mortgage-backed securities that the Federal Reserve is holding, when they redeem those, the money's not going to get put back in the market. It's just going to reduce the balance sheet. But they're going to do it so slow that it's going to be like watching paint dry. That's the idea of what there is. So when they do it at that slow of a pace, it's not going to have any real effect on the markets, and we're going to see that it's going to be a very orderly buyback and a very orderly paring down of the balance sheet. And the Federal Reserve does not – one of the things the Federal Reserve does on a regular basis is they create recessions. Not intentionally. They create recessions because they overdo their corrections. Well, this Federal Reserve, they want to try, like every Federal Reserve, they want to try not to overdo it. And their intent is to let it go slowly. So they're not going to raise interest rates. They're not going to raise the Fed funds rate. At the same time, they talk about paring back the balance sheet. That's the whole idea of this. That's why it's going to happen very slowly. You're not going to notice it. The stock market will continue to grow. The housing market, we're already seeing way more demand than we're seeing supply. We saw that in the numbers that came out yesterday. Every other number that we see says the same thing. There's the market recap for you. Yeah, looking now. You got it. You know me. I gotta weigh in a little bit on some of the political issues. Mitch McConnell. Did you see the president yesterday? That was great watching. I was a Boy Scout. Brent, were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Cub Scout.
A Cub Scout. Okay.
But I was a boy, so in a sense, I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah, got it. I don't know about that one, Brent. So here's the issue. The president went out to the Scout-O-Rama yesterday. Do you imagine being a Boy Scout, Scout-O-Rama, and having the president of the United States address you there? It's got to be so exciting for those young men. But he was there talking about the health care bill, talking about the idea we've got to do something. We've got to help Americans who are hurting. Well, the Republicans, they've been basically for 7 years said, we're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to repeal Obamacare.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Now when they have a president that will actually sign the bill, where are they? Well, Mitch McConnell is going to have to deal with that today and try and get the Republicans, actually. They're going to be the biggest battle there. We know that the Democrats, they've got a new slogan. It came out, Better Deal Agenda. Did you hear about it? Neither did anybody else. Because the Clinton News Network, all they talk about is Russia. I wonder if they've got their headquarters now in Moscow or if it's still in New York City. Or maybe it was in Atlanta for a while. They might be moving to Moscow because that's all they ever report on is Russia. So they probably talk about the Better Deal Agenda. They want to talk about cutting drug costs and hurting the American worker by raising the minimum wage. Haven't we heard all of this before? Is this called Replay 101? I don't know. Moving right along. Donald Trump out there, you know, I wish he'd start tweeting about his agenda instead of all this other garbage that he tweets about. But he's out there now questioning the fact, is the Washington Post, should they be required to register as a lobbyist? That's the question. Should they be required to register as a lobbyist? They are owned by Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon. And Mr. Trump wants to know, are they just a lobbying firm now, or are they actually reporting any legitimate information? Is there any legitimate news that they're talking about? Good question. I've talked about that before, that You know, Bezos might be smart, but holy cow, you don't want to take on the president of the United States. Bezos has, I think he's worth about $80 billion now. The federal, the U.S., you know, we waste that much money every day. So that billions of dollars that he's worth, I've got the national debt clock in front of me. We owe $19 trillion. We got in $3 trillion in revenue, up 71% so far this year. That's $10,159 per citizen. Yeah, that's a little more than what Bezos has. So just think about some of those numbers, Mr. Bezos. You might be outnumbered right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, rising home prices mean great news for homeowners. Where are retirees moving in 2017? Social Security myths. We will debunk them. And what are the needs? What does a great real estate professional see as the needs in a lending partner? We're going to talk about that as well. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for that new home, don't get pre-approved. Don't get pre-qualified. Get the fast pass approval. Take the word pre out of there. Get approved. Gold Star has that program for you. Skip the idea of a loan contingency in your purchase offer. That's the idea of it. This morning, the question that I love getting this information. This is just kind of fun stuff. Comes from smartasset.com. Where are retirees moving in 2017? And obviously, each year, millions of Americans put away their work clothes for the final time and call it a career. But many of these retirees don't just retire and stay put. They venture off to warmer climates like Arizona and Florida to take advantage of year-round heat and relatively low cost of living. They bring with them their hard-earned, carefully saved retirement income. So where are they moving to? That's the question. Now, how do we come up with the data, or how did they come up with the data? They looked at migration data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Specifically, they compared the number of people ages 60 and over who emigrated from a city or state and compared it to who immigrated. The places with the highest positive net immigration were places where retirees are moving to the most. They looked at 218 different cities in all 50 states. The states where the retirees are moving, well, you can guess this one, Florida leads the way once again as a premier destination. Net gain of just under 78,000 retirees, outranked second place Arizona by 50,000 retirees. Larger state, maybe that's why it's not too surprising. I don't know why people go to Florida, though. I guess when you read the report, you understand why they're going to Florida. The Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, South Carolina, relatively warm, sunny, generally affordable, a tax-friendly environment is a common trend in the 10 states. South Carolina nor North Carolina tax Social Security income. Florida does not tax withdrawals from retirement accounts. Georgia provides a $65,000 tax deduction on all types of income for those over the age of 64. 10th ranked Nevada, very friendly on retirement tax state. Alabama and Delaware, which ranked 8th and 9th tax-friendly states for retirees. The other two, who knows why they're in there. Oregon number is in there, and Idaho. They're not warm. They're not tax-friendly like the other states. In fact, Idaho went from being a state retirees were most likely leaving last year to one of the most popular destinations this year. So here, then they look at the cities. Mesa, Arizona, Jacksonville, Florida, New Orleans, Phoenix, Chandler, Arizona, Overland Park, Kansas, Peoria, Arizona, Gilbert, Arizona, Cape Coral, Florida, and North Las Vegas, Nevada. I guess people are voting with their feet once again. They leave California because they don't want to pay our taxes. Neither do I. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Brent Humphries is in the house once again, and he is chatting with us. Always brings it. Brent thinks that I invite him here for many, many reasons. I'm going to share with you the real reason why I asked Brent to come visit me. Brent, you're going to love this one. It's because it makes my life easy. You always come up with some great content for us to chat about.
Well, thank you.
And when you come up with the great content, all I have to do is sit here and look ugly, which is easy for me to do, right? So today you came up with this idea, and I know a lot of the – one of the things that's fun about the ideas that you come up with is because you're out there as a very high-producing real estate professional, helping lots and lots of families around Southern California – you can bring what's really happening in the marketplace. It's not like a textbook, right?
These are real-life examples.
These are all examples of what's really happening in the marketplace today. So good lender versus bad lender.
Sure.
Let's chat. A lot of people say, well, all we really want to know is are we going to close on time? I think there's probably more to it than that.
There is.
Right?
Because if the one question is are we going to close on time, that assumes that you're in escrow. But when you're in a real estate market with a drought of housing quantity, right,
there's just
no inventory, and you've got this really pent-up demand with buyers, you can have 12, 20 people bidding on the same home. So sure. Their question is not, can we close on time? Their question is, can we open escrow? Can we get into contract? How do we beat the other buyers? I believe that a very good lender and a very strong lender partnership has everything to do with it. You know, you go to a restaurant or you're considering where to, you know, take the spouse out to dinner or whatever, you know, oh, do they have good food? But it's also, it's the food and it's the atmosphere.
Sure.
You want to look at the entire package. And I think that the lender's role in getting a client into escrow is largely underestimated. I work with a lot of sellers and a lot of buyers, but particularly lately I've been very heavy on the listing side. When I have
– That means sellers.
Sellers, correct. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
For those that are new, I mean, I'm a simple guy, Brent.
Right. Yeah. So I've got 10 offers on the same property.
Right. So what makes them stand out? How do you pick?
Well, so one of the things I love to do is call the lender and verify everything in the pre-approval letter.
Okay.
If I can't reach that lender, you know, I want to say next and move on. That's not fair to the buyers, right?
Right.
But there's an essential vetting component in the process that's missing if the lender's
MIA. Well, the bottom line is you're not working. Your job is not to work for the buyer in that situation.
Correct.
Right? Your job is to do the best possible job you can for the seller.
Correct.
So if the buyer selected a lender or the real estate person brought in a lender who you can't reach, you can't do the job that you committed to.
Right. Good. I'm going to write that down and use that next time. I'll feel a lot better about saying next. I mean, in the old paper days, I'd have, you know, a pile, you know, definitely want to counter these possibilities and, you know, trash or, you know, just
out of consideration.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, the key is to get rid of as many offers as you can as you go to the number one or the number two or maybe the top three offers. And the lender has a lot to do with that. If the lender's MIA, the buyer's going to have difficulty getting their offer accepted because you've got to be able to reach them and verify what's in the letter. Also, there are a lot of lenders who, you know, maybe are with big banks and the big banks, they're pre-approval letter. And by the way, I love what you said before the commercial break about the fast pass and getting the pre out of there. I don't want this to sound like a commercial, but you know, that's tantalizing.
Right.
It really, really is. But there are pre-approval letters, to use the bad word, pre-approval. Okay. I mean, we know pre-qual is out the door, right?
Right.
5-minute lender quickie call. And so you get to the pre-approval and now you get to the fast pass. But the idea that, you know, there are so many pre-approval letters that basically read, based upon the information you provided me, Mrs. Jones, you are pre-approved for $800,000. Okay, so my question is, what is that information? And there
sure.
are many banks that won't modify that pre-approval letter. It's a form letter.
Because they run it through their attorney, and then the attorney said, this matches what we can say safely.
Right. And for years, Bank of America, their letters will not use the word pre-approval. Not any one of them that I've seen. They'll be called pre-qualification, even though the buyer had gone through the steps of the pre-approval. And so this has just been my experience. I would email the lender, and they would say, we can't change that letter, but we can send you an email intro telling you all the hoops that the buyer went through.
Sure.
The key is getting that data and getting it quickly when you're in a competitive situation. So speed and availability are two big qualities that a lender must have.
So then you're saying that you want to be talking to them on Saturday, Sunday nights, weekends, holidays?
Maybe not holidays, and in my business, definitely not on a Sunday because my phone is off.
Okay.
But on a weekend, like on a Saturday. Saturdays are really big days at my company. You've got to be able to reach the lender if there's a question.
Interesting. Now, I've been sharing, Brent, recently that there's really not a whole lot of difference between a pre-approval and a pre-qualification because a really bad loan officer can put in really bad information into the loan operating system and
sure.
get an approved eligible.
Sure.
And a really good loan officer can put in whatever they want and get it to say whatever they want also. So they really don't mean a whole lot of difference. But when you're talking about it, you want to know, okay, maybe what is the debt-to-income ratio?
Sure.
Right, because that's going to then tell you that the homework's really been done.
Right, and that's it too. So you know, I wonder if you glanced at my notes. During
oh no, I didn't.
One of them is you do not want the lender to be guilty of, you know, of being issued a speeding ticket when they're going through the pre-approval. The best lenders I know, you're one of them, will ask the tough questions, will not overpromise, will take their time and say, look, I know that any lender can get you a letter in 10 minutes. I'd really like maybe a day or two to really go through this. look at the tax returns, verify the pay stubs, do the – I was going to say verification of employment. I know that's later. But, you know, take the time to really look at that. I had to –
I want to – you know, so we're going to talk a couple of stories when we come back, Brent, because one of them that you're talking about that kind of fits right in there is how about a fire having an effect on dealing with somebody getting pre-approved and what that might hold off. We're going to talk about that when we come back with Brent Humphreys. We're also going to chat about rising home prices. Is that good news for homeowners or not? We'll talk about that. And some Social Security myths are debunked. More with Brent Humphreys when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And we're going to sit and chat with Robin. Good morning. Glad to hear. Robin, I'm sorry about that. We're going to get the replay up for you, make sure that we get that all working. But we'll check on that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. in the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Rising home prices mean great news for homeowners. That is our subject this morning. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about home prices and if they're accelerating too quickly. As I've mentioned before, in some areas of the country, seller supply, that means the homes for sale, cannot keep up with the number of buyers who are out looking for homes, which has caused prices to rise. The great news about rising prices, however, is that according to CoreLogic's homeowner equity report, the average American household gained over $14,000 in equity over the course of the last year, largely due to home value increases. I'm going to post a map on here. California, think about this one. Brent, I think you'll like this. $26,000 is the average equity gained year over year in the state of California for homeowners. For those who are worried that we are due to repeat 2006 all over again, it is important to note that homeowners are investing their newfound equity in their homes and themselves, not into depreciating assets like cars, boats, and those type of things. That, you know, I have no problem with cars and boats, but don't take money out of your house to buy those things. Find another way. Added equity is helping families put their children through college, invest in starting small businesses, pay off their mortgages sooner, or even move up to the home that will better suit their needs. Bottom line, if you're a homeowner looking to take advantage of your home equity by moving up to your dream home, let's chat about your options. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We get you into the fast pass approval process, then put you in touch with a great real estate partner who can help you make those things happen. Now, think about this also. When you're talking about prices appreciating, you want to be looking at moving sooner rather than later if you're moving up. Because if you have, and I'm just going to use a small number, if you have a house worth $1,000 and it goes up 5%, you know, it went up $50. If you have a house worth $10,000 and it goes up 5%, went up $500. So you want to get out of that house you're in now, get into the new one. That way you take advantage of that income. Both are going up 5%, so you're not losing anything by selling today. You're just making your household net worth go up that much quicker. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area and trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Before the break, we were chatting with Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, a consistent, wonderful contributor for Ron Siegel Radio, talking about the fire drill of lenders just getting that pre-approval, pre-authorization letter out, pre-qualification too quickly.
Yep.
Love stories, Brent.
Stories.
So, and I know you always have, because you're bringing this information, not just textbook stuff. You're bringing real life stuff.
We changed the names, though, so that, you know, people online can't.
That's right. We don't want anybody to get upset with us, and we certainly don't want the CFPB to say you're out there spreading non-public information. So we absolutely make sure that we're adhering to all those things. The whole idea here is, you know, there's sometimes odd things that you would never expect to happen can happen and really blow up a transaction.
They sure can.
Any examples?
Sure. Well, I'll mention a real estate broker, Christy Walker of Remax Signature in Phoenix. I can't even believe this happened. She had a closing about 3 weeks ago. It was a Friday, and the clients, for a number of reasons, absolutely had to close on Friday. They could not wait till the following week. And the lender needed a document, and the document was in Burbank. And the lender and the buyer were in Phoenix. Christy got on a plane. This is really more a customer service story than it is.
Sure.
But she got on a plane.
But it's a partnership story.
It is. Very good.
Right? So I mean, that's building a team that can do what it takes to do. Go ahead.
So Ms. Walker was a flyer. She got on the plane. She flew to Burbank. Someone handed her a document. She went back on and boarded again and flew back. And that lender funded the loan, and she gave the keys to her buyer on Friday night. Now, that's amazing.
Right. But there's a couple of things that really I love hearing about stories like that, Brent, because it meant that there was a real estate professional in that market. I don't know that market as well as I know Northern California has a Buyer's Choice Act law in 2009. It says a buyer gets to select their own title and escrow company. In reality, in Southern California, that doesn't happen.
Right.
Right? The lender, the seller selects, or the seller's agent selects that. You have to be hopeful that they've done their due diligence and found a partner that has the same dedication to getting things done. Because that's a lot of dedication.
It is. It is. Right? But there's another way of another spin on that story, if you will, or another way of looking at it. One is outstanding, outlandish customer service. But the other is, why wasn't that document with the lender? Or why did the lender wait until that? And I don't know who the lender is, and this
sure.
isn't a reprimand at all. But it just seems odd to me that a document that's needed is not in on the day of closing.
Right.
Right. And there wasn't a creative workaround. I mean, what happens if a document's – I mean, you had a situation we were talking about at the break.
Right. Yeah. A elderly veteran, his data was – his veteran's benefit information was burned. And again, he's an elderly gentleman. His data was burnt in a fire in the early 70s. So it wasn't even scanned. It wasn't the electronic age that we're in now. But they're having to go back and redirect and rebuild all of that information.
Well.
Right. So if you'd gone through escrow thinking that you're going to get a VA loan and this documentation is not available, a house could have been taken off the market. These secondary offers might have been lost.
Sure.
Maybe they had sold a house to buy another house, whatever. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in these things.
Sure.
But you got to do your homework.
Right. You do. And I know some of the details of that, and I hope I can share that. What's good is that you were looking for that document long before the people were even looking for a property.
Right.
And that's the difference. If you get everything in place up front, you're going to have a really great experience when you're out looking for homes. I mean, there was a quote, I think, from Abraham Lincoln, and I'll get it wrong, but it was something about if I had to chop down a tree and I had 4 hours, I'd spend the first three sharpening my axe. And
right.
If the listeners are Googling that, I probably really botched it.
But
the idea is preparation.
The gist of it,
yeah.
Right.
Prepare, get it up front so that you have time to react. I recently represented someone whose name was almost like a John Smith. I mean,
sure.
It was really, really general. And long before close, we ran a title search. We were very, very careful, and we found that the person who's very, very happily married – in fact, this person and her husband actually lead seminars on marriage – had some sort of divorce decree and some child support lien and everything because their name was really common. The summary here is do the homework up front. Make sure that you have all the details and transaction figured out so that when these pitfalls come, these improper liens on a property – you deal with them 3 or 4 weeks before closing, so that's out of the way.
You do, and nowadays I had one transaction recently, Brent, that the individual's name, like you're saying, it was a very common name. It was a foreign name, but it came up on as a red flag on Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
And it just needed to have a little extra work done. It wasn't a big deal. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want my name showing up as a flag on DHS. Yeah. But you know, when you have a common name, you just don't know.
Right.
Right. But you got to do that homework ahead of time. And I'm looking at one of your note things, looking over your shoulder here, that you don't want a lender or any of the other partners involved in the transaction that's just going to accept whatever the first answer is. Right. They've got to fight for the transaction to make sure that everybody gets what they're looking for.
Sure. And a lot of that has a lot to do with access to underwriting. I mean, years ago, I had a property that $6,000 to $8,000 re-roof because of a 6.5-year-old stain. The retirees had moved to Oregon. They couldn't produce receipts. And the lender had no ability to escalate this or, you know, appeal it or whatever the terminology
sure.
is in lending with the underwriter. But I've seen some where, you know, you got a client that's getting a divorce and there's a document that's needed and it's not going to be available for a month and closing's next week. And I've seen loan officers push and go up the chain. Underwriting's in the same office. They walk down the hall. They, you know, they have this huddle. Access to underwriting makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And you know something? It's kind of funny because when I took Gold Star Mortgage on as our preferred lender, I actually called on a Saturday morning to the owner of the company, and he picked up his phone on the first ring. And he and I spoke for about an hour before they came on as the preferred lender for the show. But it's the same thing, right? I mean, if you need to get up the chain of command, you know, maybe you can't get the right answer, but at least you know that you've done everything that's humanly possible to make sure things work for that family. Because some companies, and I hate to say this with respect to the online services, they file as a number. And I kind of look at it and say, I want to deal with a company that says the file is actually a family. It's not a file. It's a
sure.
family, because you're dealing with somebody's castle.
Yeah.
And I don't care whether it's a $100,000 castle or a $2 million castle. It's that person, that family's castle.
Yeah. Well, you know what file is, right?
No.
It's a four-letter F word.
There you go. Okay, I'm with you there. And I don't even want to go into the rest of those words
that are
available there, Brent. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Social Security myths debunked. We will chat about that, and we'll continue how a good lender can be a competitive, strategic weapon in getting your offer accepted. We're going to continue that conversation as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I see that there are some on our Facebook live stream. I guess there's some various times where it's going in and out. So we have noticed that the replay will be available. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. I generally try to get these up within a few hours. So the team will have that up on YouTube in most instances. So I apologize for that Facebook issue. Unfortunately, Mr. Zuckerberg does not take my tweets. I don't know why, but we'll look into that anyway. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you're 62 years of age or older, maybe you want to manage your income, manage your tax liability. A lot of different opportunities there with the reverse mortgage. Give me a call. I'd love to get you the right information. Just like we want to get you the right information on Social Security myths. Are these myths or not? So item one, Social Security is broke. That's not a myth. Don't let anyone tell you that Social Security is broke. In fact, Social Security has $2.85 trillion in reserves.
More money, more money, more money.
And ran a $35 billion surplus in 2016. The government raided Social Security's reserves. You might have heard that one as well. There's really no money in the Social Security Trust Fund. The government is lying. Is that a surprise?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Several trillion dollars in Social Security reserves. However, it might be halfway true in the sense that the Social Security Trust Fund isn't just a pile of cash sitting in a warehouse somewhere. To generate income, the Social Security Administration invests the money it has in special U.S. government bonds. This is a win-win for the government and Social Security. Myth three, Social Security won't be there when I retire. Yeah, I don't want to say this will never happen, but it is highly unlikely. Even if Social Security completely runs out of money as it is projected to do in 2034, the incoming payroll taxes will be enough to cover 77% of promised benefits. And do you really think the government's going to let it run out? Nah, they want their jobs too bad. Number four, Social Security's financial troubles are due to theft and or financial mismanagement. Well, that one there they say is a myth, but can you really say when you put money in the hands of Congress that it's not financial mismanagement? I think most of the time that is. Number five, Social Security is beyond repair. That is absolutely false. There are plenty of options to fix Social Security. Do they really want to fix it? That's the big question. Are they going to ever touch it? That's a question. And it's above my pay grade to know that answer. But I know they're not going to let it run out of money just because the Congress people, they all want to keep their jobs. And they know the voting group is the seniors. So you think they're going to really let it run out of money? I doubt it. But they could go to Michael Kors to get earned to Jimmy Choo. I don't know if you heard that one, Brent.
I did, yeah.
$1.2 billion all cash for a pair of shoes.
That merger had a lot of soul.
Red soul.
Red soul, yes.
Yeah, there we go. I knew I'd catch you one of these days. It took me a long time, Brent. Okay, Michael Kors buying Jimmy Choo shoes. $1.2 billion all cash. Yeah, thank goodness my wife doesn't like Jimmy Choo shoes. Moving right along, Brent Humphreys in the house. Humphreys, Homes and Estates. We are talking about story time with Brent.
Oh, story time. Should have a sound effect for
Brent,
that.
I might. I think I've got one.
What a bad feeling about it.
Okay, Mr. Brent, we have a few stories that you had that you wanted to make sure we got in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more of it's just practical discussion about why you need to have a good lender, not being MIA. I mean, here's a practical example.
Right.
So I have multiple listings. Property comes in, multiple offers come in on a Saturday. Friday or Saturday, usually I present them in real time. But then I sit down with my client or, you know, get on a conference call with them on a Saturday afternoon and go through them. Imagine if you have, okay, I'll be a simple guy too, 10 offers, right?
Right.
Eight of them have a pre-approval that's solid or fast pass, and they've got the lender on standby. And you've got two of them, and these ratios are actually probably pretty realistic to what my experience has been, where the offer looks great, and the agent says, I'll get you the pre-approval letter on Monday when the lender's back in the office. What do you think is going to happen if the seller wants to accept one of the offers over the weekend and not wait until Monday morning? It's really simple. Those two people that didn't have a pre-approval letter or an accessible lender
sure.
to at least take a phone call, they're out. So the buyer loses, even though their offer may be really compelling, because we just don't have the time to sit and wait.
Well, I'm going to take it one step further, Brent, because you're 100% accurate. But there's also that group of real estate professionals out there. And I'm using, if you're watching us, ronsiegelradio.tv or on Facebook Live, quotes on professional, right, that are out there looking for what is the easiest solution for them and not necessarily what's in the best interest of their client. We hope that everybody does what's in the best interest of their client, but not everybody does, right? And if they're out there and they just look for what is the easiest and they say, okay, this is a complete package and this one isn't, so this is the one I'm going to recommend to my client, the seller. We know that happens because in many, many industries, there are people that will just take the easy way out.
Sure.
Right? I mean, I know that you're always looking, as you and I chat about it, for what's the absolute best thing for your client. And it may not be the highest price.
It often isn't.
Right? I mean, what you want what's best.
Sure.
And that is it going to – the most money that's going to close, that's going to be efficient, that's going to meet your seller's needs.
Sure.
Right? That's kind of – I mean, I may be missing some of the items that you've got in there. But for the most part, I mean, it's got to meet your seller's needs, and that's not always just price.
Sure. But let's take the flip side of that weekend, Saturday afternoon presentation of multiple offers.
Right.
Let's pretend that my phone rings as I'm sorting through the 8 or 10 offers, and it's, you know, a lender who calls and introduces him or herself and says, I'm doing the loan for John and Susie Smith, and I want you to know that they're, you know, fully underwritten. I've got an amazing file. It's come back. You know, I'm going to try to use your terms, right? You know,
right.
DU eligible, all that other stuff, right?
Sure.
I mean, I know what it means. I just don't know what all your you –
Right,
know.
Right.
And basically they say, we are good to go. Could you please send me the contract the moment that the deal is accepted because I want to get it right off. I want to order the appraisal by Monday. Boom. All of a sudden you're thinking, my goodness, this lender is so opposite of MIA. They're entrenched. They're enmeshed in some cases,
sure.
Right? How's that loan going to go when my client accepts that offer? It's going to go extremely well.
Right. You're not going to have to worry about it.
When I present offers on properties, particularly with multiple offers, I almost always ask the agent when I present the offer for good availability, for dates in the following week, that are good for the seller so that my buyer can get their physical inspection scheduled today. It's assuming the sale. If a lender cares enough to pick up the phone and call and say, please send me the contract right away with the fully initialed counteroffer because I want to get this to underwriting and order that appraisal, it's that forward-moving step. It's saying, man, the train's moving. Hop on. Let's go.
Right. Let's get it done. And
the productivity.
That's everybody wants because everyone's moving forward. They're looking to get to the next step and make sure that everything happens efficiently because you know, you get to the end of an escrow and there's families that, you know, they have to live, right? The people that have sold the house, that have divorced the property, you know, getting out of there, they're moving somewhere.
Right.
I don't know if they're buying, if they're relocating, if they're, you know, going to be renting, whatever. They made plans, mm-hmm. Right? You want to get to all of those things. And that's the whole idea of making sure that you've got a great team. Right, I mean, I think it's what it's all about is just having the whole team on the same page. And did we miss anything in here, Brent? I know we talked about. I know that you and I are both on the same page. I've got a bias, so to speak, that you know you want to have somebody local.
Oh yeah.
The online services they do a great job in certain instances. Mm-hmm. Not as good as a local.
No, you need somebody that's locally invested. I have a beautiful listing right now in Corona, which is just under – off Greenwood. It's just under 2 miles from Orange County. What happens when you cross from the Orange County line to the Riverside County line? The loan limits change.
Right.
If you've got some call center that's 2,000 miles away working in a different time zone, so they may not even be available when you call them, right?
Sure.
Not knocking all of them, but, I mean, you've got to have accessibility. But without that local knowledge, you may think that the buyer is qualified and then find out, oh, my goodness, they need to put all this extra money down because otherwise they're going to have a jumbo loan because we've moved 2 miles from where we were.
Might blow up a deal.
It could.
Absolutely. Great information as always. We appreciate you coming in, Brent Humphreys. If you're
Thanks.
Looking for a great real estate professional, Southern California market, Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you
for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.